Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Thank you for tuning in to There's Nothing New Under the Sun. This is yours truly, Pastor C, in the Sanctuary Studio in Landover Hills, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Thursday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In the studio with me this evening is my big sister, Sheila G. How you doing?
I'm blessed.
My good friend, Dr. G. How you doing, sir?
We're blessed.
Man, we're going to get right into the word, and I'm going to open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to get together and study your word. And Father, we pray that you will bless us, that we will be able to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others, and as always, God, we pray that this will be done to your glory. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 On last week, we were studying the 14th chapter of the book of Matthew, and we were seeing how Jesus had compassion on those that were in need of physical and spiritual food, and how it was necessary for those that he were ministering to be humble enough to be obedient and to respond to him in faith, to his commands. And we were seeing how, in spite of their position of being in need or need of help, that Christ looked past the faults and saw the need. And we were just speaking about how in our communities today, in particular people of color, how a lot of times people look down on those who are minorities or less fortunate and think that a lot of it is self-inflicted, mm-hmm. but they don't look at the systemic system that had great contributions to allowing them to be in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so how it's important for those who have the ability to help lift people up and raise them up should actually not get away from that stigmatism and actually go forth and have compassion on people. So we were talking about that and talking about how the two should work together. And this week we're going to be talking about how God works in a storm, and it's uniquely interesting because of the storm that's happening down in Florida, and it just happens to be named Matthew.
Yes,
so here
sure
we are
is.
In the book of Matthew.
Sure is.
Amen.
Amen.
Talking about Storm. Uh-huh. Amen. and Hurricane Matthew is coming up the coast.
Yes, all right. He is.
God has a way, I tell you. But when we look at in verse 20, chapter 14, verse 20, it says, "And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full." And that's the thing about God is he has more than enough.
Mm, amen.
And you know, when the people that he ministered to, when they began to see God do this, they began to get obedient. They began to respond to him in faith. And that's the same thing with us. When we, in Sheila G, you say, pull on your past victories. When you begin to pull on your past victories, you see that God has not run out of blessings.
Amen. Amen.
And the enemy would try to get us to think that God has run out. Well, that's all you're going to get.
That's it.
There's no more. You have these two fish and five loaves of bread. You're going to have to fend for yourself, buddy. And you know, earlier in this chapter, that's what the disciples said. We ain't got no food sending people away.
Right.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
But God always has more than enough. And,
right.
And when we begin to start by faith realizing that, we understand that we shouldn't sell, Dr. G, we shouldn't sell God short.
Amen.
What makes us think that if God has the ability to create the earth and the world, and they that dwell therein,
uh-huh,
our Creator, that He would run out of what we need.
Amen. Amen.
But in this, in verse 20, he says that they took up fragments that remained in 12 baskets. So God always has what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And from that premise, we can say that whatever we need in this world, God has it.
Yes, he does.
Now, whether we have the faith
to believe it,
that's one thing.
Right.
But that doesn't negate the fact that God has it.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
And so performed those miracles, took up more than what we needed. And then in verse 21, it says, "And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children."
Mm-hmm.
And so what this lets us know that God not only cares about the men, he cares about the women, he cares about the children, he cares about everything in our life. And so we have to be willing to take everything that we have concern with to God. There's nothing that's too small to go to God.
Mm-hmm.
And when you begin to start understanding that there's nothing too small to go to God with, you begin to start living what God calls an abundant life.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have this assurance,
mm-hmm,
that everything you need, God's going to provide. A lot of
that's
times
right.
We can't see it.
That's right.
But that's where the faith kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And we can trust God to provide everything we need and say, well, this is too big. And I do this quick now. It's too big for me, God. You're going to have to handle it.
Right.
You take care of it. Because if I get involved in it, I'm going to mess it up.
Amen.
And I found that a lot. I've had to do that with my children because, especially as they got older, where there was that friction between when I could see, the parent and child, where you could see there's a wall right there, I'm telling you there's a wall right there, and they continue to work. And the more you tell them the wall's right there, the more they go to it. And eventually I had to learn, because it would just cause me, because the love I had for them,
mm-hmm,
be stressed,
mm-hmm,
but it wasn't changing anything. I finally had to I had to turn it over and let it go and allow God to handle it. And I had to just let go of my kids because I was having those same issues.
Hmm.
So what we learned to do is to get involved. But get involved with God leading the way.
Right.
Amen.
And when you get involved with God leading the way, you get into a situation where you can begin to start leading this abundant life.
Amen.
And you can say, wow, God did this, and God,
mm-hmm,
did this, and God,
mm-hmm,
did this. And you can see him start moving and blessing you right out in the open.
Right.
But this is the part that really, really, when we start getting to this next part, what happens is, when the things are calm, it's easy to trust God.
That's
right.
Amen.
Amen.
When it's 60 degrees or 70 degrees outside, 70 degrees humidity, blue skies, churches, birds are chirping, the church is going fine.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's easy to trust God.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
But let Matthew start brewing down there in the Caribbean.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
And so the challenge is to be able to trust God even when Matthew is brewing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you get strong.
Yeah.
That's where your faith begins to dig those deep roots down.
Right.
Is when Matthew is brewing in the Caribbean.
Right.
And it comes on up your coast and you're in the midst of the storm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's when you learn to let go and let God. And that's by doing that you get stronger each time. Which is what I was trying to say before, is that you have to, in the toughest time, that's when it means the most to let go and let him work.
Wow. And God, he in his infinite wisdom, knows if he doesn't send those hurricanes in our lives, our faith would never grow.
Nope. Your faith's not going to grow.
Dr. G?
Yeah, that's right. You're right. I was just sitting here thinking, back in the beginning of the year, when our boiler died.
Yeah.
And we did not know what we were going to do by faith.
Come on, man.
Didn't have the money, didn't know which way, and we some of us trusted in the Lord,
right.
And we walked by faith.
Yeah.
And got that bad boy put in, one for the upper sanctuary,
mm-hmm.
and then one for the lower. Brand
more than
new,
enough.
More than enough. And even now that folk have, some of that,
mm-hmm.
still making payments.
Yes, right.
And that's nobody
that's
but
nobody
God.
But God.
Amen.
Go have bank, money in the bank. Yeah.
Amen.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
Amen. And so God knows that our faith in him wouldn't grow if he didn't allow the storms to come in
Amen.
Our lives.
Right. Well, that's when you show your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what we're going to see with his disciples. He just finished feeding them with two fish and five loaves of bread, and they had plenty left over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was cool. It's all right. Get in the boat. Everybody's good. All and the boat was cool. Everybody had their belly full and everything. Boy, God is good. Oh man, God is great. Oh man, everything is wonderful. And God said, y'all too comfortable.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You too comfortable. You fair weather Christian.
Uh huh.
Ouch. Somebody. Ouch. He said, I really want to see where you are. You need to grow. And when God sees that you need to grow, Sheila G,
yeah.
Matthew will brew.
Hello.
Yeah.
And he will come up your coast.
Come on.
And send a storm surge up your alley.
That's right.
Amen. To see if you are. If you rooted and grounded on the rock, or
uh-huh.
did you plant your stuff on the sand?
That's
amen.
Right. Amen. Amen.
So let's see what's going to happen to the disciple. Let's go to verse 22. And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him into the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Jesus doing all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Asking his disciples, go prepare the way, get ready, go to the other side, gave him some instructions, and he's going to do his thing. And we always have to realize God's going to do his thing whether we do it or not.
Thank
right.
you.
He'll give us some commands. Sometimes we'll follow him.
Sometimes we won't.
Amen. But God's going to do his thing. He fed the people, send them away, healed them, get into the ship, go on, I'm going to catch up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Right?
Right.
They say, okay, good. You take care of that, Jesus. We got
mm-hmm.
the two fish and we got the 12 baskets and the fragment. We're going to
mm-hmm.
get in the boat nice. You know how it is on a boat ride. Everything's
mm-hmm.
nice and smooth
mm-hmm.
and you're enjoying yourself on a cruise,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in verse 23, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. And a lot of times in our ministry or in our daily lives, we have to learn to get away
mm-hmm.
to prepare for the next moment, to prepare for the next day. And Jesus let this example that before the next storm, before the next challenge, that we need to stay prayed up.
Right.
because you never know when it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And in all this year, if you look back at your families and your church family, people didn't know that illness was going to come. People didn't know they were going to have to make trips to the hospital. People didn't know that certain things were going to happen.
Yeah.
But if you stay prayed up,
amen.
When those storms came, amen, you were able to handle
it. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
And so Jesus knew that there was going to come another storm. There's going to come another test.
Mm-hmm.
He was God and man at the same time, so he was in the storm.
Right.
Even though he was God at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and he knew that he had to deal with his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's in ministry, somebody needs to say hello.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't stay prayed up and you got to deal with folks,
come on, man.
Dr. G?
Don't get me started.
Dr. G?
My God, you got to stay prayed up. With all those different emotions and attitudes, you as the leader, you have to be one way because you got to follow the direction of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
even though sometimes you want to just bless them all out and just tell them where to go sit down. But you have to be prayed up and spirit filled. And what Christ did there is so true. You and the Lord got to reconnect.
Amen.
Because people will pull you down thinking that that's going to kill the program.
Right.
But you have to stay up there with the Lord to get the instructions and to keep going.
And Sheila G, he had just poured out.
Amen.
Right.
He poured out, fed multitude, 5,000 folks, not including children or women.
Mm-hmm.
He just poured out in ministry. And you can just imagine pouring out, being exhausted.
Amen.
And then still got to deal with some unfaithful disciples.
And he knew, because he is all-knowing, that he was going to have to deal with them. So that's why he had to say, okay, let me refurnish, let me fill up, because I know what's going to happen. Anyway, I know what's going to happen, so I have to get ready and be filled up and connect with my Father so I can be ready for what you're about to do. And that's truthfully how we all should be. We should be all ready for battle. When it talks about putting on the whole armor of God, we have to have that whole armor gone every single day. You may as well accept in your mind that another battle is coming.
Exactly.
So since you know that, that's why you have to steal away. You have to have that moment with just you and the Lord, prayer, devotion, the word, something constantly feeding your spirit, because that battle is coming, and that's what he's doing.
Amen.
It's like, okay,
that's
we had a high time of the Lord, praise the Lord, everything was great, but I know something's going to come over the horizon,
mm-hmm.
so let me go connect with my Father so I can have some strength to deal with these unfaithful people.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
Dr. G.
Well, and so, you know, with that, you have to be so determined that, you know, you're not going to let anything deter you from doing what you know you have to do. And as Sheila G. said, you've got to stay prayed up, especially as leaders in the church, because folk are going to come at you in all kinds of directions with some of the craziest mess.
Amen. You could just finish preaching a sermon. And
hello.
The spirit was high.
Mm.
Folks were saved. And church was on fire. And you get ready to go back to the office and somebody would come and say, well, I didn't like the way you said this.
Mm. Been there.
You talking about me.
You just said, praise the Lord. Well, I didn't mean it. I apologize if I offended you.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
That's right.
But if you not stay prayed up.
And you have to stay prayed up, too, so that you won't look at things with your human emotional
eye. Exactly.
Because, and I find that in everything in life, because if you allow your emotions to take over, you'll take things the wrong way. And sometimes you have to recognize, you have to see God has an ultimate plan.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Sometimes we want to do things, and, you know, Jesse and I were talking about this morning,
mm-hmm.
where you have things laid out, you have things planned, this is what I'm going to do, and for some reason, stuff keeps going wrong, either late or somebody was supposed to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just have to make up in your mind, well, you know what? I'm not going to be upset about it because obviously God didn't want me to go there.
Right, right.
Obviously, I'm delayed this morning because there's accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, I'm not supposed to go to this particular event because something's going to happen that he doesn't want me to reveal to. But too often, we take that from a human standpoint.
Right.
and we take it as a disappointment,
mm-hmm.
and that's when we turn into the why me, or why does everything go wrong,
right.
or nothing's going right for me, instead of saying, obviously God is not allowing this to happen the way that I want to happen,
mm-hmm.
because he knows more than I do.
Amen. And when those storms come, and it's funny that Matthew's coming up. Matthew, when you look at the satellite, Matthew is almost the size
That's
of
right.
the state of Florida.
Amen.
They're talking about how devastating it's going to be. And so when we look at this next verse, we'll see the storm that's going on. And in the midst of the storm, Jesus, Dr. G, is ministering to them.
Amen.
In the midst of the storm.
All right.
And human nature, Sheila G, is we don't like storms.
Nope.
Nobody likes rain.
Nope.
Nobody want to bring the elevator, out, the umbrella out.
Nope.
Amen. We don't like to put our windshield wipers
nope.
on. And when it's raining and your umbrella turns inside out, it ain't doing you no good. Stuck
That's
in traffic,
right.
slamming you upside your head, all this stuff, people running into each
uh-huh.
other. We don't like storms.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But God does some of his best work. Somebody get ready to run around
Amen.
The room now. I said, God does his best work, Lord have mercy, in the midst of what?
The storm.
Come on, y'all. I know y'all getting excited about that because you're going through a storm right now. And if you're going through a storm right now, know that God is going to be with you in the midst of the storm.
Amen.
And he's going to do some of his best work, amen, in the midst of the storm. Amen. somebody beeping out back. They must hear the storm, the sermon. But anyway, let's look at this thing what Jesus is going through with his disciples who he sent the away team to get to make prepared the way for him. And then when we look at verse 24, Matthew 14, verse 24, it says, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea and tossed, right, with waves, for the wind was contrary. In other words, contrary. And it was going against you. And sometimes it seems like Dr. G and Sheila G,
mm-hmm.
that everywhere you turn, a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
There's a roadblock.
That's right.
There's an issue.
All right.
There's a somebody
mm-hmm.
or something.
Something.
Amen. It's going to be contrary to your progress.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the storm. That's the storm. It's tossed you on a ship, and it's tossed, and the wind and the waves are contrary, and it seems like you're stuck. It seems like you can't progress, and it seems like it's getting difficulty. Even to the point where you feel like you're drowning, amen,
amen.
And just about to lose it.
Amen.
Can
amen.
I talk about just about to lose
yes,
it?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. I know some people have been there
oh,
where
yeah.
you were just about to lose. Amen. In other words, I can't take it no more.
Amen.
I've had enough. I'm sick and tired
uh-huh.
of
right.
being sick and tired.
Amen.
I'm ready to throw in the towel. God, if you hear me, I'm going to need your blessing right now, because if not, I'm through.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We have
Amen.
All been there. All have been there.
Huh?
Well, then it's just like one of my favorite scriptures from Paul. When I would do good, evil is always present.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're trying. I'm trying to do the best I can, but boom, here it comes again. Oop, there it goes again.
Mm-hmm.
And it can get frustrating. And you're like, why? What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? But then again, once you pull yourself up out of it, after
mm-hmm.
you get that initial, after that weeping.
Mm-hmm.
The joy that comes in the
yeah.
morning is when you've twisted it around and said, okay, it is what it is. And then that allows God to make a way. And it allows you to have peace in that storm.
There you go. And that's the key, because there's been times where there's going to be trouble at your house.
Mm-hmm.
So you got trouble at your house. Wife mad, husband mad, kids
mm-hmm.
off the chain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you get up and go to work. So you then got cussed out at home.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
All right. Get to work, amen.
Got
supervisor
itchy.
Off the chain,
mm-hmm.
amen. Right?
Amen.
Get off work, come. I'm going to go to Bible study or
uh-huh.
prayer service or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So-and-so at the church didn't show up,
uh-huh.
didn't do whatever. Got mad, this, that, and the other. Now you got problems at the church. You got problems at home.
Amen.
You got problems at work. You got
right.
problems at the church.
You just want to put the covers on
uh-huh.
your head.
You got a flat tire. Washing machine broke down. Dryer broke down.
Come on.
Come on now.
Car don't work right.
Come on now.
Amen.
And all of this Matthew storm is going on.
Right.
And God said, now I'm ready to bless you. And you're like, oh, my God.
Come on.
This is where I have to be in order for me to trust you to realize the blessing.
Okay.
You had to get my attention in all of this.
Amen.
To realize in spite of all of this,
you're
still in control, and I can calm my happy behind down and realize the storm is going to pass over when God says the storm is going to pass over.
And that's when you pull on your past victories, because he has done it before, so he's going to do it again. So you know, that's when you would like look to, okay, I've been in a mess before. You brought me out before. I'm just gonna trust that you're gonna do it again.
Amen. So let's look at and this is so interesting because Jesus knows our limitations and he understands our shortcomings and our weaknesses, and so he'll address them whether we like them or not.
Amen.
He'll make us feel comfortable, whether we like uncomfortable,
yes,
whether we like it or not. He'll pull us out of our comfort zone,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
whether we like it or not.
Amen.
I tell you, we love 70 degrees and 70 degree humidity and 70% humidity and the cumulus clouds and just enough little breeze, amen, and a full bank account, a full tank of gas,
full belly,
and full belly, amen. Your husband, your wife still in love with your kids, acting great. Oh, man, your football team is winning. Baseball team is winning. You know, everything is going. We love that stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so God understood his disciples needed to be prepared to carry on ministry when he wasn't, when he ascended.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so here he is in verse 24. It says, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Fourth watch is between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. Amen. Sometimes God has to get you to the point where you can struggle all day and night long.
Amen.
To the point where you done tried it your way. Now you're tired.
Yeah.
Animal energy, you tired. You can't fight back and use the human side.
That's right.
Now you got to rely on the spirit. And God said, well, now she done laid down. Now he done laid down. He didn't stop fighting. Amen. You know how babies, when they sleepy, they fight.
Yeah, until they fall asleep.
Until you wore out now. So God said, let me come check these folks on at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Mm.
Anybody ever got a call from Jesus at 3 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Were you too tired? You got one eye open and you just like, well, I'm going to lay here and just listen now.
Right. Amen.
And so here it is, the fourth watch. He came to them walking on the sea. Now, Jesus is just awesome. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. He's coming to you, letting you know right out in the open that I can walk on this water. There's nothing, amen, that you're worried about. There's nothing,
handle.
Amen, that you're struggling with. There's nothing that you've been tossing and turning that I can't handle.
I can't handle. If you let me.
If you let me.
That's the key, free will.
There's nothing. I'm walking on the water.
In the storm.
In the storm.
Come on.
Not running. Not
running.
The umbrella.
Walking on the water in the midst of the storm. Coming to see you because I know you're in trouble.
All right.
I know you done tried everything. I know you got the instant diarrhea because you think you're going to die and drown. Drown and die. You woke up, you were so troubled, your stomach was upset,
amen.
Your nerves bad. Nobody know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, you got to go do something, and everything is breaking
down,
stressed out. Oh, somebody. Y'all may never had that problem, but there's been some times where you were just so stressed out that your physical body wasn't even working right.
That's right. Amen. That's true.
Amen. You had to get up in the morning, and you're tired, and here comes Jesus walking on the water talking about, what is your problem?
I got you.
Right? I know the storm. I let the storm come up the coast.
Yeah.
I let the storm brew. I let the storm come.
All right.
You in the storm. Guess who's in the storm with you?
Come on now.
That's right. And he will definitely let you know that.
Dr. G, that's preaching stuff.
Right there. Good stuff, too. And you're right. You know, we get to a point where the Lord has to just get our attention. And we're in the storm. We're freaking out. We're going all to pieces. So the Lord, in his calm manner, will let us know, I'm here.
Amen.
What's wrong?
He didn't catch me by surprise.
Amen.
But you have to trust him.
Amen. See, the thing about God is, and when you looked at that storm down in Haiti in the Caribbean.
Come on.
And you knew it was coming up the coast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
God had stirred it up when it was further down in the Atlantic.
Sure.
Hello.
And so God knows the storms that are coming
that
our way.
Coming that way. Yeah.
We just need to be prepared.
Ouch. Amen.
For the storm.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We got to learn to build our sand on the our houses on the rock,
that's
the solid
right.
rock,
a solid foundation.
Solid foundation. So when the storm of life comes,
mm-hmm.
hey, we'll be able to stand.
That's right.
But he knew that stuff was brewing way down in the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
He knew how it came up. He knew it was coming through the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
He knew it was coming up to Florida. God knows the storms that are coming in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
He knows your husband's going to be off the chain.
Yeah.
He knows your wife, your kids. He knows your supervisor going to act like a supervisor. He knows this idiot that's going to cut you off and hit your car. He understands the church folk, amen, that
amen.
Aren't saved folk in the
amen.
Church. Did I say that?
Amen.
He understands church folk that ain't saved folk in the church.
Yeah.
He understands all of those things.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And he makes a way.
Amen. And he will, in his infinite wisdom, use all of those things, amen, to help you grow stronger in your faith.
Yeah,
hello.
Turn it around. That's what he's talking about. He'll make your enemies your footstool, because that's what he'll do. He'll take those things. An enemy doesn't necessarily have to be a person. It could be the challenges. It could be your problems. And he can make them your footstool. In other words, you can step in that mess and not be part of the mess. But the key to it is you have to constantly renew your mind.
Amen. Mm. Amen. And it's a constant thing. It's
mm-hmm.
a constant thing. Because you know the storms of life are coming.
Amen.
You can go back down through history and look at all those storms that came up the coast.
Hello.
Right.
Look at Katrina. Look
yeah.
at Sandy.
Andrew.
Look at Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all of those storms. The storms going to come.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But what are we going to do by faith to prepare?
That's right.
For
be
the
ready
storm.
For it.
To
that's
be
right.
ready. And so here it is. Jesus walking on the sea. And in verse 26, Matthew 14:26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, now here they are, come on now, they were what? Troubled, saying, is it a spirit? And they cried out for fear.
They scared of Jesus.
Lord have mercy. Jesus is a ghost. Lord have mercy.
But you know, sometimes you can be so caught up in your mess, so caught up in your challenges, you don't recognize that God is right there and that he is allowing that to help you get to the next level. Now, there was a situation I went through a couple of years ago where I was like, why is this happening? Now that I look back on it, I'm like, it had to happen that way for me to receive the blessing that I have now. But when you're so caught up in it, you know how they say you can't see the forest for the trees.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't see that God is right there.
Amen. And you really have to settle down in God so you can see the blessing in the storm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that real slow. You have to settle down in God in your faith so you can see the blessing in the storm. I think I'm going to say that one more time. You have to settle down in God in your faith so you can see the blessing in the storm.
That's right.
Sometimes it's hard, and you really don't want it. I mean, in our humanness, we don't want to go through the storm. We don't want to go through the storm.
We don't like pain.
And then here comes your blessing. Your blessing is the person you had to pull over on the side of the road, or with the person that hit you in the back. Come on now.
After my child had been in the hospital for 10 days.
Right. The blessings are the things that are, you know, troubling. Here
mm-hmm.
here comes my help walking on the water looking like a ghost.
Right.
Hello. Hello.
You're like, what?
Hello.
My help is walking on the water looking like a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
My help is that person that I got to help, that I got to say something to, that I got to do something for.
Yeah.
My help is that person that fires me so I can go to the next job. My help is that
mm-hmm.
day that I had to go to the hospital and do. We get scared of those things when they come into our lives, but a lot of times they don't come for our bad, but they come
for
our good.
That's right.
Look at Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
He just got straight up dissed.
In all different kind of ways.
Oh my God!
Every time you turn around,
he just got straight up dissed and found himself in prison.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord have this folk was lying on
lying
him in prison.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's how this is supposed to be a blessing.
Come on now.
Brothers
Come
and sisters, jack me up.
Yep.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sell me.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Put me in in jail and
mm-hmm.
some woman lying
on
me.
Me.
Right?
Isn't there?
Yep.
But what man went for his bad, God turned it around for his good, and
yes.
he became second in charge
yes.
to the most powerful leader in the world
That's
at
right.
that time.
Yep.
Amen.
And had the love in his heart to go back and help those that persecuted him.
Amen.
And they were scared.
Yeah, exactly. But if somebody were to tell us, well, you're going to have to go through all of this to be great,
mm-hmm.
we'd be like, well, I don't really know if we great. You know? I'm okay with being mediocre.
Right,
come on.
I'm all right with this level right here.
Because
that kind of stuff is scaring me.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
I know you won't bless me, but that's scaring me. That's looking like somebody walking on the water looking like a ghost.
Well, you know, we get to a point in our lives that we become complacent and, you know, we get content. And so the Lord has to shake us up sometimes. And while we're going through those things, as you said, you know, it appears all negative. But then he has to come, you know, looking like a spirit, doing the unimaginable,
yeah.
the unthinkable, to bring us back down to where we need to be.
Man.
Yeah. It's something, but they were scared. And cried out with fear. The big bad disciple.
Amen.
Amen. And seen Jesus heal all these people with and feed them with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and now they screaming out, oh, it's
But when you think of it again, okay, in their humanness. Okay, let's say let's put ourselves.
Exactly.
Not our holier than thou selves, but our human selves. We saw the miracles that Jesus just performed. Jesus sent them on a ship. He went off by himself. And because they were so stressed, you know how you can lose perspective?
Yeah.
So in their mind, they may have thought that when he went off, they killed, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And
now he's coming as a coach. I got you.
But you know what I'm saying?
You get so tied up
that your imagination
mm-hmm. run wild.
Will run wild.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just our flesh. Yeah, that's just our flesh in us that will do that, you know? Just something as simple as that you expect your spouse to come home by a certain time.
That's right. That's
and they don't
right.
come home. And
right.
then you start worrying, like, well, was somebody may have
And then you're watching the news and you think he's talking on the news. Was that my husband on the news?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Back, yeah, back.
And instead of saying, okay, well, you know what, Lord, me sitting here worrying about it ain't going to bring him home any sooner. Let me trust in you to bring him home safely or whatever your will is, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be okay about it.
Amen. And so here he comes. And it's still storming.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the part when we were studying, this is the part is, there's a whole lot of stuff going on in that storm.
Right.
Amen.
A whole lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's still storming. The storm doesn't stop until verse, which verse does it stop? It doesn't stop till verse 32. So why are you in the midst of the storm, still ministering with Jesus? And that's the way the church operates, Dr. G.
Mm.
Is we keep worshiping, we praising God, even though every week and every Sunday there's some kind of storm going on in our lives in the church and the members of the church.
Amen.
Amen.
But we still keep worshiping. We still keep mm-hmm. ministering.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the midst of the storm. And this
Amen.
Is what Jesus was doing. He was ministering to the disciples, and the sea was still raging.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. Amen.
That's why it's so important to come to worship.
Right. Mm.
That's why it's so important to come to Bible study.
Right.
That's why it's so important to attend
mm-hmm.
prayer service. It's so important to have your
Amen.
Own personal relationship
Amen.
And devotion with God. It's because if you don't, that storm's going to wear you out.
It's going to wear you down. We had a member last night that called on prayer service. She was in the hospital.
Whatever.
She said that because she, you know, she has some things that are going on with her. And she said, but I was determined that I was going to call on prayer service to get
Amen.
My feel in.
Amen.
And Lord willing, if the doctor takes care of what I'm going to be, my butt's going to be in church on
Amen.
Sunday as
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
And people are saying that more and more about our prayer services. It's not so much the people. It's just that, like you said, you are worn out from that week. So
yeah.
you just need that. Just your car needs gas, midweek.
Yeah.
You just need that extra oomph, that extra praise, that extra
Amen.
Testimony to say, okay, you know what? I know. Let me refocus on God. Let me refocus on the testimonies
yeah.
of others.
Yeah.
And then that will carry you through.
Amen. And you have to understand that you need it.
Yeah.
Don't run out of gas.
No.
That's right.
Ignore. See, a lot of times we ignore the needle.
Right.
Amen. The needle be
the red light.
The needle be on E or excitement.
You run on fumes.
On fumes. You're like, I don't need no gas. I don't need no gas. I can make it another 10 miles. Once it gets past here, I got another five
uh-huh.
miles I can get out of it.
Amen.
I ain't messing with that. I can make it. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's
cool. I'll make it to Bible study church service this week.
All right.
Amen. I got fumes I can get on.
Okay.
Come on.
And you have to recognize, amen, that Jesus is going to be with you in the midst of the storm, but the storm, he didn't promise you that it wasn't going to be a storm.
Right.
And he didn't promise you that the storm was going to be short.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But he said, I'll be with you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And so here is disciples in the midst of, they having conversations in the midst of the storm, Dr. G.
Come on.
Dr. G having conversations,
right.
going through all of this. And the sea is still waving.
Amen.
When we come to worship on Sundays,
Hello.
We are praising and worshiping
that's
God.
Right, that's right.
And we know stuff is jacked up.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise
the
him anyway.
Situation is jacked up, and we're still praising God.
Anyway. That's
we're
the best
still
time
worshiping
to praise.
God. We're still praying to God.
Oh,
we're still studying His Word.
That is the best
Even
time.
Though, amen, the waves are still raging in our contrary.
That's the best time to praise.
And see, and that too, what that does, and that's why we try to get folks to understand. You know, coming to church helps you to refocus
mm-hmm.
and put that thought back where it needs to be.
Right.
Now, your life is still going through. You still got to go through all that.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is still wrecked with pain. And what really gets my goat sometimes is some folk who just don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to stay home. Now, I'm not talking about if you got the flu. Yeah, stay home.
Yeah.
But when you just don't feel good, part of that is because you've worked hard all week.
Mm-hmm.
So your body is tired. So
mm-hmm.
you're going to take that time to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come to church, the Lord said we're two or three.
That's
are uh-huh. gathered together, there I am in the midst.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get the same experience
right.
in front of your television set, even though it's being streamed,
uh-huh.
just because you just didn't feel like getting up.
Amen.
When you come to the worship, the storm is still there,
uh-huh.
but your focus is not on the storm.
Right.
It's on lifting up the name
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen. Amen, somebody.
That's power. We can go to phone lines on that one. To the studio audience first, but that's going to be the question is how do we keep our focus on God in the midst of the storm?
Mm.
Amen. That's good stuff.
It's a good question. I would say for me, and I think I may have touched on it slightly maybe a few weeks ago, but I know for myself, and I'll be honest, you know, I still have a ways to go in this, you know, Christian journey that we're on, and I'm steadily trying to get better. But I think if it first starts off is your foundation, you know, knowing the Word of God, as you stated, knowing that storms are going to come. I mean, it's, you know, you may have a nice spell of 2-3 months where everything's
yeah,
great, but
buddy.
You know, and you know, sometimes the human side just is like, okay, this is great. But sometimes, you know, storms, well, I think there are two types of storms, some that are self-inflicting and others where you just happen to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. I call that collateral damage.
Amen.
But I would say the main thing is that, you know, it always starts with the foundation that, okay, when you're in the midst of the storm, you go through your emergency kit about having your Bible, staying prayed up, ensuring that you're still going to church, ensuring that you're still going closer to God. But I think sometimes the human element is a huge variable in that. I think sometimes depending on what else we're going through in the storm, or if it's a foreign storm, a storm that we've never been involved with before, something that's so dramatic that it kind of, as you know, Pastor stated, kind of shakes us up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes we get scared and we turn away from God to try to deal with it ourselves. And I think sometimes it really depends. But I would say for me, the main thing is, you know, have the foundation, understand that, you know, storms are going to come. What are you doing to prepare
mm-hmm.
for those storms? Secondly, it's easy if you've been through a storm and you've been through it before in your life. You know how to handle it, things like that. But I think the ultimate part is that if it's a storm you've never been through, you can't lose sight and lose focus of doing the things that you know you needed to do when you were in the midst of preparing. There's no point to prepare and study and do those things, but then guess what? When the test comes, it all goes out the window and you don't know what you're doing. So it goes back to what we said last year. It's the application. Like, when you go to church, it's preparation. When you go to Bible study, it's preparation. It's growth. It's getting better than you were before. Why? To get closer to God, but also to be able to handle the storms of life.
Right.
And that's what it's about.
Amen.
So it's one thing to know it. It's another thing to apply. Just like, you know, when you have your kids and they know right from wrong. But when in a situation, sometimes it goes out the window. And it's the same thing. When we're in the midst of the storm, our mindset has to remain focused on God, because it's easy to get sidetracked when the people in your corner aren't telling you the right thing to do. And you don't have that good support system where people may mean well, but that's not the advice that you need. You know that there are certain people you can call on depending on certain storms, and you can call on Jesus and get closer to God. But I would say that's mainly what it is. It's just showing the consistency and applying what you know. We know it. It's just a matter of being able to pull it out of us when we're in the midst of the storm to say, okay, I'm in this storm.
Yeah.
I know what I need to do.
Yeah.
I need to go ahead and stop messing around and just go ahead and do it. So I would say that's really what it boils down to. And as Christians, we need to be careful. Because a lot of times storms may pass, but depending on the decisions you make or fail to make, the storm may have a long-lasting effect on you. And that's one thing you have to realize. Like, in the realm of storms, those storms will pass. There'll be some damage. We can rebuild. But sometimes you can't, because the decisions you make are very powerful, and they can have a long-lasting, permanent impact on you. And then guess what? That will carry over into the next storm, and that's not what you want, because then you won't be as strong as you can be because you still have some damages and some things that are going on with you that never got addressed with the previous storm.
Amen.
So I think as Christians, that's the main important fact too, that, you know, you have to be prepared, you have to plan, and you have to know, basically apply what we do. Everything that we're doing is preparation, and we need to be able to pull on that when the storm comes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's all right. Amen. We need to take an excellent title. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to the phone line. Last four digits of the phone, 6726. What was the title of that sermon, Brandon? 6726.
Apply it. Apply what you know.
6726, you're on the air.
Good evening, everyone. I would say for me, in order to prepare, you have to come from a frame of mind of past victories. What I mean is, you know what you've gone through before. And realize, as a Christian, and even if you aren't a Christian, you're going to have storms anyway, you know. But the enemy is really going to come after you. He's going to come after you hard when, you know, you're trying to do the right thing, and you know.
Amen.
So I would say get into your word. Get into it hard.
Amen.
Get into it as much as you possibly can. Pray, you know. Meditate on that word. It's nothing wrong with studying the word, you know, and realize everything is not going to go your way. There's a reason why things happen.
Amen.
And if you try to help God out, and don't try to help God out because you, one thing, you can't. Two, the situation is only going to get worse. You know, I got a saying: don't worry, be happy. Be as happy as you can be. As hard as that may be to do, be as happy as you can be while you're going through the storm, and let go and let God, and let Him take care of the rest.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your comment tonight. All right, we're gonna go to the next caller. Last four digits: 9772. You are on the air.
Well, good evening, everybody. I know what a tornado is, and I know what a hurricane is. I've been through all of them, and I tried the hurricane in 2004 or 2005, and I saw Charlie and Katrina come through my back door and my front door, and I knew what this means to say, stay prayed up. We prayed everything, and water went all around us and never touched us one bit. And it's a matter of not being prayed up. You got to be prayed up. We hadn't been alone come from church when Katrina came along and tore the place up.
Mm.
So I know what a hurricane can do for you. But you got to stay prayed up. It's like being on, I was going up, climbing up a ladder the other day, cleaning the gutters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, now if you slip down and fall and break your leg and your back or whatnot, you're going to be in trouble as old as you are. And some kept on saying, the face kept on saying, where is your faith? I kept stepping. Every time I step, it says, where is your faith? Keep on praying. All right? You got to keep on doing.
Amen.
Stay on the right track and follow the footsteps of your Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for your comment tonight. We're going to go to the next caller. And caller, last four, this is 1934. 1934, you're on the air.
Praise the Lord, everybody. How are you all? Yes, I believe what you're saying. My parish, I believe what you all are saying, because I believe that if they would just had kept their mind on the faith and focused on the right thing, which they were all thinking about ghosts and all that kind of stuff, but to just know that Jesus had done all these things, like you all had said. But the whole thing is about faith and focus. And it has to be on the right thing, and you have to know the right person to focus on and not let other people take your mind away from it. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless
you. Thank you for your comment tonight. Sheila G., it's a serious amen comments tonight.
Amen.
It looked like we had some folk got scared and
it
got off the line.
Uh-huh.
It must have saw a ghost. Get close to Halloween or some of these clowns these folks were putting up out here nowadays. But it's amazing how the last caller was talking about don't get influenced by the wrong thing or the wrong person.
That's right.
And a lot of times that's the enemy's thing. He'll use people.
Yeah.
Some people like to get used, and some people get used unwittingly, and it'll mess up your faith.
Amen.
But we have to learn to stay prepared. I mean, it's just a thing you have to do. I mean, people prepare for so many different things, but preparing for the storms of life should be one of the things that we continually do, whether it's with our, you know, from a child all the way up.
Right.
Because it's coming.
It is.
There's nobody in this world that's exempt.
Amen.
From the challenges of life.
That's
amen.
Right.
I don't care if you have the most money in the world.
Amen.
And or don't have a dime.
All right.
The challenges of life are going to come. And,
yeah.
And those Katrinas, those Charlies, those Sandys, those Wilmas, those those all those storms. When it hits the rich as well as the poor.
That's
thank
right.
you.
When the lights go out,
they go out.
And the street floods,
yeah.
Amen.
It will hit everyone. And so, when we look at Jesus challenging his disciples in the midst of the storm, that's the uncomfortable part about growing in faith. Is that your faith gets tested.
That's
yeah.
right.
And in the old saying, Dr. G, is no test, no testimony.
Hello.
Right. Amen.
If your faith doesn't get tested, how you know it's real?
Amen.
That's how you know
amen.
It's real.
And you know, we have to also be watchful and in prayer, because as you said, you know, as a believer on this journey, you're going to have to go through your share of storms of life. You're going to have your trials. And we have to be on guard, because they're going to come. Now, it's up to us as to how we deal with it and what we do. We can throw the little pity parties, or we can stand strong in our faith and what we believe. And oftentimes it does take us by surprise, because, again, the focus is not where it should. But it depends on how strong your faith is, whether or not you're really connected to the power source, as to whether or not you're going to be able to stand in the midst of that storm, or if you just going to jump ship when you see the first spirit.
Trouble. Amen.
Sheila G., final statements and close out in prayer.
I just want to share a quick testimony that which talks about how it's important for us to focus on the Lord, especially when we hit a storm. A few weeks ago, there was something that Pastor and I were expecting, and we'd been working on it and pretty much promised, guaranteed it was going to happen for like about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to find out, we get a notification that it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in preparation for that, there were some things that were going on. But when it happened, you know, at first it kind of knocked us down.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we're like, you know what, for whatever reason, God did not want that to happen
right. For
that particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we just let it go. You know, could have moped, could have felt sorry for it. The very next day, the thing that we were taking a month to get done,
uh-huh.
got done in 2 hours.
Bam.
And we both immediately, and that's the thing, is when God brings you through the storm, you have to acknowledge
it.
We both immediately acknowledge that the reason why it happened that quick that next day was because when the disappointment hit,
mm-hmm.
we were like, okay, we're disappointed, but obviously God is still in control. It was not supposed to happen that way. And it ended up being a bigger blessing.
There you go.
And if you don't trust in God, if you don't have the faith in Him, if you let your problems, let your focus be on the problem and not the problem solver.
There you go.
That's where you're going to continue to have issues and continue to carry that baggage from that prior storm. But when you go through a storm, focus on the eye of the storm, because that's where the peace is in the
mm-hmm.
middle of it,
mm-hmm.
that calmness.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that God's got this. I don't have to have it. Keep your perspective and keep your mind stayed on Jesus.
Mm.
Amen.
Well,
y'all preaching tonight.
Amen.
It closes out, preacher.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you once again for another opportunity just to expound on your word, Lord. We pray, Father, that you will help us to continue to focus on you in the midst of our storms, Lord, recognizing that they will come. Help us to continue to be prepared ourselves, but also to help others to be prepared for the storms in their lives, Lord, to recognize that they aren't as powerful as they think. If they put their trust in God, if we put our trust in you, that storm is just that, something that's going to come and go. And I pray that each and every one of us will grow stronger and closer to you, and that we will help draw others so that they can be strong and closer to you as well. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll see you all next Thursday night. Good night.